The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. These are podcasts, discussions we have with our chamber members highlighting their business, and we discuss various topics of interest from these organizations and businesses. And our topic here is finance, specifically Sentinel Asset Management. And Rob Kraft has been in financial services for well over 20 years in his career now with Sentinel Asset Management, based here on Barnes Road in Wallingford. And he has done all sorts of work with investment globally, and also has specialized in various aspects of finance as well. And he's here to talk about Sentinel Asset Management today. Rob, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Ray. Very, very happy to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the company and Sentinel Asset Management and its reach and your partners and even the office dog, if you like.
Absolutely. So Sentinel Asset Management was the creation genesis for a founder, William Warner, who's got well over 30 years of experience, you know, managing individuals, you know, business and nonprofit endowment and corporate asset basis. And I had an opportunity to, make an introduction to Will in the middle of last year of 2021. And I was at a great point in my life where I was transitioning from the institutional, side of the business, meaning I was working through distribution of asset managers, actually money managers that intermediaries would use to work with. And the company is a remarkably focused company that's a family wealth management centered, meaning that we focus on the family that we work with, which could have extensions to businesses. And, the company itself has been serving the general population for 30 years in this area, all the way up through the coast of, Brantford to New London, all the way down to Fairfield County.
So before we start talking about some of the actual financial vehicles that your company manages and how you get and create wealth for individuals and families, let's just talk about what financial success is and what that means. Many of us are certainly looking online and thinking, well, gee, if I had an asset base that was X, $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, it really is a much more complicated than that.
It really is, Ray. And, the idea of an individual's wealth or a family or a corporation's or endowment's wealth or asset base is a really mystical question to a lot of people. Because, what we found in defining what, financial success is it's really all based on the goals of whatever that entity is that wants to accomplish in their life. Life has a tremendous amount of transitions that are occurring within, any of the entities that we talked about. And, for people to be able to forward look at some aspirational things that they want to accomplish, things they want to do for legacy, things they want to do for, retirement, whether it's going on vacations, many people have not quantified those things. Many people have not allowed themselves, the ability to dream, if you want to say, to really put into practice and print, aspirational goals during, all these different transitions and time periods within their life. And so the financial success is really the ability to create, a plan that an individual or entity wants to have and to be able to have, guideposts that will help give you instructions on how to accomplish those goals. And of course, you start with an asset base, but you know the asset base is benign if you don't understand where you want to go in your life. You know, defining that, also defining, you know, what you're scared about, what you're trepid about, what fears you have around the experience, you know, to creating your financial success of an outcome that you want to. And so, you know, we always come back to this goals-based focus of whatever that entity is, having that defined, creating instructions on how you're going to accomplish that, and then being able to go out and live the life that you want to and accomplish all the goals and, you know, have your focus on doing what you want to do best.
So I always think of a amusement park in a way when I think of finance. And what I mean by that is, who can tolerate the roller coaster? Because you have to have a certain risk tolerance that goes along with your investments. And particularly people who are younger, if they're in their 20s, 30s, starting out, they have a higher tolerance of risk mm-hmm. because they don't have as much to lose. But naturally, when you're in your late 50s, 60s, you begin to want to tamp down on that risk. So how do you talk risk with a client?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think for a lot of people, there's a very big difference on the theoretical idea of risk to them. You know, what they verbalize, I'm comfortable from this aspect. And then when you actually empirically, experientially have it, you know, when you start to see a very significant dip that might become of a correction in the market, you know, the emotions come about, and really it's that reptilian brain part where you have the fight or flight that occurs. And so, you know, you brought up some really great points. When you're younger, you have time on your side. You want to embrace volatility in the capital markets, which means stocks, bonds, or other investments. But as you get older, and you bring up a great point, Ray, you know, you come to this point, and we actually have trademark at our company, a slogan that we live and die by, so to speak, is that losses hurt you more than gains help you. Risk mitigation and risk abatement really becomes paramount when you're about that 5 to 10 years prior to your, you know, enclave, if you want to say, of retirement. And that asset base that you have, that you've worked for 30, 35 years to save and to compound over a period of time, the proverbial you can't have what we call a fatal fluctuation. And a fatal fluctuation is a massive drawdown where all of a sudden your account value gets drawn down by 40, 50%. And you saw that in 01 to 03 with the dot-com bubble and 9/11 and the WorldCom Enron Tyco fiasco. You saw that from 07 to 09 where you had the subprime, you know, Great Recession. And you saw that in the beginning of February of last year where you had a really quick drawdown because of COVID, you know, reemerging itself. And so, you know, risk is all about, right, one's ability to sit there and say, these goals that I have in front of me that I want to accomplish, can I sacrifice with not having time on my side like I used to have a fatal fluctuation of my asset base to be able to accomplish everything that I want to? Most importantly, you know, we don't think retirement or aspirational goals are congruent with worry. We just don't.
Well, I know that you engage and your firm engages in a lot of types of planning, everything from, you know, estate and legacy back to tax and investment planning and engagement too. You will walk with a client over many years through all of these passages, won't you?
Yes, yes. As holistic goal-based planners, I mean, every aspect of their life, you know, we have a participation in as the client sees, you know, value for us too. But the offer as it relates to holistic planning is understanding every aspect, crevice, every place, you know, that their life kind of intertwines. I mean, we deal heavily with helping them prepare what we call spend down risk with healthcare items. We focus very, very heavily on legacy and estate planning items, you know, for their families as they look at tax implications and leaving bequests. We also take a look at, for business owners, you know, buy sell strategies, you know, so they make sure that their families and their employees are protected no matter what type of structure, you know, if it's an S corp, a C corp, a partnership. We look at risk mitigation. And what we mean by that is, you know, any type of defined pension, any type of, you know, liability based asset, you know, base that an individual has, that they're really understanding, you know, fixed income markets, you know, we also, you know, focus very, very heavily from a tax management perspective, you know, probably one of the greatest eroders of an individual's retirement you know, opportunity and aspirations is taxes. You know, people just don't know asset placement, the vehicles on where to place assets that they might be considering. And then, of course, there comes the broader base of just asset management. You know, in a world of I can get it to you quicker, faster, you know, that is not always the best remedy for the solution at place, especially as we do. And we found that the families we serve and entities, you know, they live at heart that losses hurt you more than gains help you. And so anything we learned of risk mitigation isn't the fast, easy, quick way.
There are a lot of things that are unpredictable in life. And sometimes we'd have to say, maybe wait with a bit of sadness or challenge. And I'm thinking of children with special needs who may not be able to fully emancipate into free and open life when they're in their 20s or 30s, or for an older couple or older parents, they may want to leave that legacy that the child is provided for and taken care of. You actually work on that kind of plan with these families and these people.
Yes, yes, we actually do. You know, it's a really, really sensitive, important part of our practice of working with families that, you know, do have special needs children, and it comes in all different ways. You know, what ends up happening is, you know, to a natural degree, like these children's lifeline in every which way they know is truly tied to that parent. And it is a huge amount of stress and consternation for that parent as they age to, you know, ultimately want to know that their child will be okay, you know, that their child will have means for them, you know, to have the love and the care and the compassion and the support. And so, you know, there are special trusts that we work with in establishing. There are organizations as well that we work with to help in the transition as parents get older of children with special needs. And that also dives into another aspect. You know, we work really, really heavily in the recovery world. You know, helping people that are transitioning from, you know, an active addiction standpoint into recovery. And that becomes very important too, because a lot of trust work is actually done in that avenue for parents that have children that have been conflicted with some type of, you know, addictive behavior. And they need to have safeguards and rails put in place to make sure that the child, you know, just doesn't have access at a certain point, you know, to, you know, have too much money, right? To do certain things. And so all of these things are all about lessening the anxiety and the fear of that parent that is trying to care for that loved one that they care so much for. And we do an immense amount of work on that as it relates to the upper generations. It's the same thing as it relates to nursing center care and hope. And we, as a family office, have connections to facilities that we refer to and everything.
So in just a couple of minutes that we have remaining here, Rob, maybe just describe the first meeting. And if I were to come into your office, we're sitting down, we're getting to know each other. What is the first meeting like?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the first meeting is anywhere from really about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And it is all about that family, that unit, the husband, wife, however we define it. It's all about them. You know, what we really try to do, we think of ourselves as, you know, way to think of it as like a police sketch artist, right? I'm having you, the proverbial you describe to me, whatever vision you have that's goal-based. And I'm sitting there showing you what I'm interpreting and understanding you saying. And I'm showing you the picture saying, does this make sense to you? Is this what you're telling me? And of course, as we go through this, I get, you know, the nose is too big, the ears are too big. And finally, we get to a point based upon really deep just discovery of the values of the couple that we're sitting with, the fears, the aspirations. All of a sudden we'll get it where they sit there and say, yes, that's exactly it, what we'd like for you to be able to accomplish for us. And, you know, our firm, myself, Will Warner, you know, Mike Hivens, Kevin Larrigy, the people that are part of our firm, we look back at those people that we serve and we say, I can build that for you. And that is the whole impetus of us understanding their goals, their aspirations, and then we build that picture together for their benefit.
Absolutely. Sentinel Asset Management, member of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce, Sentinel Asset Management, LLC, they're on Barnes Road in Wallingford. Sentinel Asset Management, LLC.com is the website. Rob Kraft, they can get a hold of you directly as well.
Yes, they can, absolutely. And they can either reach me in my office line at area code 203-793-0707, or my personal cell, they can more than happy reach me at, which is area code 973-809-9716. Those are two very accessible ways.
Rob Kraft, Sentinel Asset Management, thank you for being with us here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. We learned a lot.
Thank you, Rhett. Appreciate it.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson at quinnchamcom.